Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Isaiah 6, verses 1 through 7. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Isaiah, the 6th chapter. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, and with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You don't really have to go anywhere now. You can just watch the videos online. And that's true also for the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, which lots of us visited in 8th grade. And you can go and watch all sorts of videos online about people seeing it, I guess, the changing of the guard. They walk very stately. They wear their best outfits. They do it in rain or in shine. And they have that pretend gun on their shoulder. Except you can also go online and you can watch videos of where people are goofing off in line or making a loud noise or joking or perhaps sometimes crossing over that little barrier into the place where the soldier walks. And when they do, they stand at attention, they unshoulder that gun, sometimes they seem to even point it at the people, and they yell, "You will maintain decorum at all times. Step back." And suddenly you realize it's not a joke. It's probably not a pretend gun. And this man probably knows how to kill me in 5 different ways without even using that gun. Now you know what awe and respect and the fear of the Lord actually is. At least it's the closest thing on earth I can come up with to describe it. And it's absolutely what happens to Isaiah in the temple, or perhaps a vision transported to the Lord's own temple. And he sees God, the thing that is supposed to kill you and yet keeps not killing people in the Old Testament, but he knows that it would make sense if he did. Now, when we come to this place, the worst thing that we have to worry about is whether it's too hot or too cold. But we should not goof around. We should not forget whose words we hear. We should not forget the Lord who we cannot see. The Lord who is powerful, who is majestic, and whose voice the deer give birth. That's how powerful his voice is. We enter into his temple here, into the place where his word is spoken, and we behold his glory, if not with our eyes. That sense of fear, that solemnity, characterizes us as Christians. I suppose if we saw things rightly, we'd always have that attitude, knowing that the Lord sees all things. It's not like it's only in this place that we have to behave. But it is good for us to be reminded. It is good for us to realize that our Lord is not someone to be trifled with, that he's not just a friend for joking around with, and that it is, as the scriptures say, a fearful thing to find yourself confronted with the living God. There's lots of things that can calm this down for us. We try to do it ourselves in our services by making everything more friendly and easygoing and low in terms of your buy-in, I suppose. But it doesn't really work. The same is true of the pictures of angels that we've been shown, where they're either cute little babies or they're kind of scandalously beautiful women, it seems. The scriptures describe them as fearful soldiers, like that guy at the tomb. That they are, in fact, the seraphim, the burning ones, the fiery ones. And certainly they're modest, covering up all of their parts. They would strike us, I think, more as demons if we saw them. And it suddenly makes great sense why in the Bible, whenever you run into an angel, they have to tell you not to be afraid, first and foremost. Now, all of this is probably enough to scare us off. That would be a real problem, because our Lord goes out of his way in all ways to have a place for us, a way for us to have access to him, a way to rescue his fallen creation, a way to restore us back to himself. And as we spend this week musing on the deep things of God, the Holy Trinity in unity and unity in Trinity, it's easy for us either to give up in frustration that this is all too complicated, or perhaps to say, look, I know who God is. I don't need all this complicated stuff. Scriptures say we approach God on his terms or not at all. And that's really what Isaiah found this day. He was a man of unclean lips among a people of unclean lips. And there would be no access to God other than death. Unless a surprising thing had happened that day. Unless the Lord had brought something from his altar, his solution. And it is a fiery thing. I would not be any more excited to see a burning coal coming towards my face than I would be to see these angels and fearsome warriors in action. But behold what it does. Behold what the voice of the Lord, which is terrifying, reveals when we listen to it. Behold, this now has touched your lips, and I have atoned for your guilt and taken it away. It is not a destructive fire at all. It is a purifying, a cleansing one. And it comes from the altar of God. This we know, dear Christians. This is our Lord Christ, the one who was sacrificed, the one who bore the wrath of God in our place, and who, yes, touches our lips even to this day in his holy sacrament, who comes and reveals the Trinity to us not simply as the fearsome God, but as the fearsome God who is placated by his blood, who is at peace with us now. That's what Psalm 29 says too. When we enter into the Lord's temple, it's right to say glory, to hail him, and yes, to fear him, but to realize that his voice gives peace to his people, because his voice proclaims Christ Jesus and his atonement. So yes, church, I suppose as close as we can balance it, is like that tomb of the unknown soldier. And there's a very serious thing going on here, but it is also a serious joy. That our God, who really doesn't have to do anything with us, he has angels attending him at all times, he does not need us, he is not impressed by the attendance, he's not impressed by our complaining about the temperature either. But he does want to bring us to himself in Christ Jesus. That is worth crying out glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.